I just saw what looked like the beginning of a play. Short stage play take place on the subway. This woman was leafing through a binder where she had a bunch of music. I take her to be a singer. It looked like Broadway type show music. She was leafing through the pages, and then there are two or three seats between her and this other guy. She reaches over and taps his shoulder and says, asks if she can borrow a pen. And he rummages through his bag. He has to take out his earbud so she can repeat the question. And he rummages through his bag and he produces a pen. And he hands it to her, but not before somebody gets on the train and sits between them. So the dude who sits between them is wearing headphones and he's bopping out to his music. So when he hands her the pen, he has to reach over this dude that just came and sat between them. And they were just three distinct characters. The woman preparing for rehearsals, I assume, the singer, the dude with headphones who can't hear anything that's going on, but who doesn't seem to mind when the dude passes her the pen. And then the tension is building. And that, is she going to keep the pen, or is he going to get out before she's done using it? What could possibly go wrong here? How long does she really need it anyway? So we pull into, I forget exactly when this happened. It was somewhere between Queens Plaza and Lexington, 59th Street. But she writes everything she needs to write and hands it back the pen. And he has the biggest smile on his face when she hands it back to him. It's as if he was really tense about this. I looked at the pen. It was nothing remarkable. And I thought of that because if she had asked me, I would have been antsy about getting it back because I have a reasonably fancy pen that I carry around with me. Maybe that was a play all in itself. It's all about the huge smile that the dude had on his face when she returned the pen to him. I think he was more nervous about handing a stranger his writing utensil than he might have appeared.